Hi, this is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. Recently, I received an email from a friend of mine who is a forwarder or, you know, works with clearing customs in the United States. And she sent out a notice to everybody and basically said, shipping rates can be going up as of May 1st. And today happens to be May 1st. So I thought I'd talk a little bit today about shipping rates, or why do global rates always change? Why are there, you know, why do you quote something today and maybe a month or two down the road, you know, there could be a completely different rate or something else going on? I'm going to go through some of the reasons why that I've see this or have seen this happening. You know, there's this ever-changing landscape of international trade when it comes to shipping rates. And shipping rates are very important because it could make a difference in the overall price of the product. This is especially true if you're working with a product where you have a very tight margin. And because you have such a tight margin, if there's any type of loss in the shipping, then you can end up basically losing money or selling your product for a loss. In my industry, where we tend to be more medium to higher end, it's not always so much of an issue, but it still can become an issue if the rates go up very high. During the time of COVID, we saw some extremely high rates that happened after that because suddenly the demand went up in some areas. Ships had problems. There were a whole bunch of supply chain issues. And we saw how something that happens in one part of the world can affect another part of the world. Well, one of the main reasons is that shipping is based upon supply and demand. So, you know, shipping based upon this, the economic principle of, you know, the supply and the demand. If the demand is really high and the supply is low, then of course the price will go up. So rates will tend to, you know, decrease or increase depending upon what the supply or the demand is. Large retailers, they will set up a contract with many of the shipping companies. And they will have, you know, a contract. They have a contract actually with many different companies where they basically agree that they will be able to ship their products for a certain type of rate or a certain price. You know, and they will be able to get all the container space and the other things that they need also too. So this can also squeeze the availability for small importers and could also drive up prices for small importers. If you are a larger company and if you bargain for a very low price and suddenly the rates go up, then the shipping companies may start to increase the prices for other, for other people. They're smaller importers, and the smaller importers could bear the burden of that. If gas prices suddenly go up, or the, you know, that could also be one of the reasons why prices may go up. You know, for example, I remember there was, probably about a year or so ago where Walmart decided to have their Christmas products in a week or two earlier. And though this may not seem like a big deal for a lot of people, but it became a big deal because suddenly the Walmart suppliers decided they were going to ship maybe 2 weeks earlier. And then suddenly all the shipping space, especially coming out of Asia, became very tight. It became very, very hard to get any type of shipping space. And I remember we had some containers that were stuck at the port for a couple weeks because they could not get on a ship. And the reason we were kind of, you know, told or unofficially told was because Walmart had decided to suddenly change, you know, when they were going to bring the products in. They wanted to have Christmas come a bit earlier into their stores. So Walmart had the priority to be able to get the space on the container ships because they had the contract with the shipping companies and we did not. So our container sat at the port. So that's why it's important to understand all this about supply and demand and how the supply and demand and all these different principles can actually affect you, especially if you're a smaller importer and you don't have a contract with one of the shipping companies that you're going to ship so many hundred containers every single, every single year. Another thing which really plays into it is global events. And even though you may not be shipping to Europe, you may be, you know, shipping to the United States, and you may be shipping from Asia to the United States, the fact that there's a war and there's issues going on in the Middle East, there's been, you know, other issues such as pirates off of the coast of Africa, there's, you know, you still have the war in Ukraine. All of this can affect the shipping and the cost of the shipping, even if you're shipping from Asia to the United States. The reason is that ships can get stuck. you know, in some waters. They can get stuck in ports. They can get, you know, stuck within some kind of war zones. If there's security problems, everyone could start to heighten their security. And this, of course, could add to added cost. So when things happen in one part of the world, it can reverberate, it can affect the rest of the world. So that's another reason why when, you know, when the world is not at peace, when there's war, there's other conflicts going on, this can also affect the shipping rates or the container rates. Another thing could be operational changes is, you know, the logistics nightmare of it all. I was thinking as I was writing this blog about this that probably the one job I would not want to have would be the person that would handle all the logistics of all the containers and the ships that go around the world, because to me that seems like that could be a huge logistics nightmare. If you have a ship that gets stuck in one port and then suddenly now all of your shipping, you know, all the way down the line has got all these problems. You know, it has to be a huge logistical nightmare of how do you work around that. You know, we've seen that happen in the past, especially when there's been some shipping issues, when ships have been stuck off the port of you know, in California and Los Angeles, which happened a couple of years ago. You know, all those ships just sitting out there, you know, out there in the water. You know, all of that, you know, becomes like a logistics nightmare that can really reverberate or can go throughout the entire system and can cause for things to become a problem in other parts of the world. One of the other things is liability and risk management. You know, carrying goods for other people does have a risk to it. So these container companies do have a liability and they have a risk. Even though very few containers are actually lost at sea, there's very few containers that are not recovered ever. It's surprisingly very, very small that do not reach their destination. There's still a liability and a risk there. We saw this very much during the COVID pandemic. You know, we've seen it when other issues have happened where you know, container ships got blocked in a canal, or that, you know, the ship fell over, or there's been, you know, there were weather issues or other things like that can also affect. And this liability and risk also has to do with a more extreme weather happening around the world, because these ships are basically floating out there on the ocean. And if extreme weather happens and, you know, containers start blowing off of the ship, you know, more than usual, or, you know, ships start having weather issues, all of this liability and this risk can affect prices throughout the entire system. And one of the last ones, of course, is environmental regulations. Now, especially in Europe and other places, the environment and sustainability is becoming a very huge issue and a very huge topic. It is, you know, starting to hit all types of industries. Their companies are starting to force, especially listed companies and larger companies, to force and say, do you have a sustainability principle? Do you have sustainability within your organization? And this will actually, you know, trickle down to the smaller companies too. So if you are a smaller company like we are, you know, then these are things you should be starting to look at now and see what are the big guys having to do. And this is going to trickle down. It's going to affect you in some way. And this is also true for the shipping companies that, you know, new environmental regulations are contributing to rising costs, because now, you know, suddenly the shipping companies, they need to change things because of these new regulations. You know, international bodies and governments are starting to say, you know, have stricter, you know, emission standards. So shipping companies are having to compel to invest in cleaner, more efficient type of technologies or fuels, which can be expensive. So, you know, all of these sustainability issues can become more expensive. So all of these costs here, they can all trickle down to the supply chain. And that could be the reason why you end up paying more for a container than you did before, simply because of the fact that there's all of these different types of challenges. I've written a blog on this called Navigating Waves, Understanding Fluctuations in Global Container Shipping Rates. We'll put a link in the description below to that blog post, but I really feel like this is a very timely and a very important blog post to be able to understand why sometimes when you get a rate increase, it may not just be as simple as you thinking like, oh, those shipping companies are becoming greedy again. There can really be some valid reasons as to why that's happening and why suddenly the shipping rates have increased. We'd like to invite you to read our blog. There's a lot more details written in the blog post about this. And hopefully this can give you some other ideas more about the global supply chain. We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, that you'll consider subscribing to it. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel, that you'll become part of our community where we love to talk about all things to do with global trade, and specifically do with global trade in the home decor and home furniture industry, which is sort of my industry, what I sort of have a knowledge about. But of course, many things that I say for my own industry work in other industries as well. We'd like to thank you, our listeners. We know without you it would not be possible. And also our technical team that's put this together. Thank you.